Deputy Brian Farr, Marshal William Bouse on hand before we get to what was going to be the regularly scheduled topic, getting ready for July 4th, and reminders again about the heat. Let's talk about the heat generated from that oil tank fire on Sunday.
The oil tank fire did happen on Sunday near the noon hour. We were able to get it under control fairly quickly. Our guys are trained to deal with those things, and it did work just like it's supposed to. They did a great job. It was out fairly quickly and didn't spread to anywhere else, cause any other issues.
Any cause yet?
No. We've been looking at it along with the engineers from the oil company, and no official cause has come out yet. There was some interesting aspects of some of the parts and so on that they were looking into, valves, holes in things, but I don't think they've actually ascertained the exact how it went from point A to point B. And in that, they still have some digging to do. They've done some testing, but it's still under investigation.
When we talk about structure fires, often I ask about how much damage to the structure and whether it's inhabitable or not. With these oil tanks, are they still in operation as a result of the damage from Sunday?
Well, it's a storage facility for the most part. There's some collection of oil, and then it's stored, and then it's trucked away. I think that facility is down right now. There was some appreciable damage to the equipment, and that will take some time for them to bring in, get the old parts out, bring in new parts, all that kind of repairs to be made. So as far as damage, it's fairly severe damage to the structure as it is.
A lot of people were probably caught off guard that there's an oil tank in the middle of a residential area in Bryan.
That would kind of surprise me that they're so surprised, because there is several oil tank storage facilities inside the city of Bryan in between different residential and commercial areas that have grown up around where some of these sites were. There is a certain amount of distance that they have to preserve, and so that they're not too close to other structures. But there is several sites in town that are near different residential and commercial areas.
And I guess the other takeaway I want to have you comment on, when this happens the next time, and regardless if it's a oil tank or a home or a building fire, don't rubberneck. Don't come to the scene to spectate. Let the first responders do their job.
That's very crucial at all times, and we get so much of that. There's interest, and I understand that, but we need the room to work. We need the room for our equipment to be maneuvered around, for our guys to be safe and not have to worry about other traffic while they're dealing with things. We see it most in traffic accidents and so on, where we have people coming in and rubbernecking along the accident, and that puts people in danger, puts our police officers in danger that are trying to control traffic because you're not paying attention to them and their direction. It puts our firefighters in danger that are trying to work on the damaged vehicles or move patients and so on and so forth, and have to be out in part of that roadway area. And so we take precautions. We block a lot of area with either police control or with our vehicles, because it's really hard for you to hit a firefighter by going through a fire truck. But still.
Yeah, but that diminishes the flexibility of your fire apparatus, too, doesn't
it? Absolutely. If you run into a fire apparatus and put it out of service, you just really damage something that's very valuable to the city and very hard to replace. And you've endangered our ability to be efficient to the next call. So the important takeaway is just to give us the space we need to work, and we'll be able to do our jobs a lot better for you. And obviously, in cases like the oil tank, we don't need you there. We need you to be away from there. If people were real close to there, it could make it very dangerous for them. And we don't need you in that area. We need you away from that area.
Well, let's move on and fairly quickly. This is our last visit before the July 4th holiday. The annual July 4th holiday reminders would include...
They always include that fireworks are illegal in the city of Bryan and College Station. The only people who can legally have fireworks in those cities and set them off are the vendors who are allowed by permit, and they are pyrotechnics professionals that have been permitted to put on the shows. There will be a show at George Bush. These are the guys that put the really good fireworks up. I always encourage people to go see the professionals do their work. Those are much more exciting than the little fireworks you can get at a fireworks stand. If you are going to go outside the city limits where it's legal, then please notice that it has taken very little time with the severe heat that we've had to dry out our ground covers and our grasses on top. And they've already made the situation a possible dangerous situation. And to be very mindful where your fireworks are going, where they're landing, and that you have an extinguishment source available.
And speaking of the heat and humidity we've had the last few weeks, there have been several deaths and near deaths of children being kept in vehicles with the windows up, and that danger will continue, obviously, for some time to come, not only for children but for pets as well.
I'm afraid it will continue because it has continued. You and I have talked about it for several years now, and every year when we think maybe nobody will do that again, they do it again. It takes mere moments in a car vehicle that's not running with the air conditioner going for in a 90 degree heat outside for it to go in excess 140 degrees inside. It takes less than 15 minutes. It's amazing to me that a child would be left in a car or pets would be left in a car that's not running, that's sitting out in the heat. But then again, I've gone on some of these calls. I can't stress enough that you may think you're only going in somewhere for a moment. That moment is going to get longer. And it will get longer than you think it will get. And you will have left your child or your pet in danger. And so I just stress that is just not something to do. And yet we will probably talk about it sometime this summer, about a death or a near death somewhere.
Appreciate the reminders and the updates, and have a great holiday.
You too.
William Bowles, Deputy Fire Marshal, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.